In a tightening job market, businesses are transitioning to a more flexible, tech-driven culture. What is the impact of that new technology on employee engagement and productivity? Find out when we return to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, December 20th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York. You've probably used a voice assistant before. You've probably also had trouble getting that voice assistant to actually do what you asked it to do. Personal tech editor Wilson Rothman will join us in just a moment to explain why that is. But first, let's check some headlines. The Senate has approved a bill that would give authorities new tools to go after illegal robocalls. It's called the TRACED Act. That's an acronym for Telephone Robocall Abuse, Criminal Enforcement, and Deterrence. It will push phone companies to be more proactive in cutting off suspicious calls before they ring a consumer's phone, and it will require the FCC to forward evidence of illegal calling to the Department of Justice for criminal enforcement. Uber has been hit with a fresh ban in Germany. A regional court in Frankfurt ruled the company's dispatching process violates competition rules. Uber's been trying to get around a 2015 ban in Germany by sending ride requests to other car hire services through its app. Uber has faced mounting pushback from European regulators, including a ban in London earlier this year. Thursday was a big day for streaming news. Apple is looking to make its TV service stronger. The Wall Street Journal reports exclusively that Apple execs are in talks with representatives of MGM and Pac-12 conference. They're preliminary, but it's a sign Apple TV is looking into adding live sports and franchises like James Bond to be more competitive in the streaming space. Meanwhile, TiVo has agreed to merge with Xperi. You might know TiVo for selling those set-top boxes for recording TV and streaming from services. The company was originally planning to split in two in 2020 in order to increase its flexibility, but the CEO said Thursday that TiVo would be better off with larger business units for the time being. And the advertising tech companies Rubicon Project and Telaria are merging. Both companies are known for selling tools for publishers. They're hoping that together they'll be able to capture a greater share of those ad dollars on streaming services and better compete with giants like Google.
Welcome back to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business. What kind of effect does new technology have on employee engagement and productivity? We asked Denise Hasty, SVP of Comcast Business.
Companies that embrace technology will be the ones to attract and retain the top talent. So with the ability to work from anywhere, barriers have become more fluid. But these experiences are also dependent on a great network that enables each employee to have the kind of experience that brings them back to work every day.
Siri, Alexa, Cortana, if you're a Google fan, on any given day, you might be using a voice assistant to look up something, make a call, make sure you're listening to the podcast of your choice, set a timer, play music for you, again, look up another podcast. Chances are, if you've used a voice assistant, you've probably also experienced their downfalls. Here to explain why you still can't have a decent conversation with Alexa, we've got personal tech editor Wilson Rothman with us. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
As the personal tech editor, you spend a lot of time
talking to robots,
new technologies. You recently spent some time with a new Amazon branded oven. How'd it go?
Well, I'm happy to report it cooks food. But as you can imagine, given that it's from Amazon, it also is full of voice command possibilities that did not quite always go according to Amazon's plan.
What is the oven called?
It's just called the Amazon Smart Oven. And it's a microwave, but it's also got, like, you know, a convection oven. It can do air frying, it can do reheating. It's a very versatile oven. You say to your Echo speaker, you say, "Alexa, microwave for 90 seconds." And boom, it's microwaving. It's actually easier than typing the three or four things you need to type to get 90 seconds. But then if you say, "Alexa, cook fish," that's when it starts to get a little weird. I told it to cook fish. I told it to roast salmon. I told it, like, a lot of different... I actually recorded the outcomes of some of these, so maybe we can play some. But
all right, let's have a listen.
"Alexa, cook salmon."
"What's the weight of salmon?"
"1 pound."
"You can cook 0.063 to 0.37 pound of salmon."
So what happened? What was that? How did your fish turn out?
Look, when I ended up using the probe and pushing the buttons, the fish turned out great. Again, this thing, this oven is fine, but you cannot successfully tell it to cook your salmon.
So the idea of integrating smart technologies into our homes has been, I remember people talking about this like 15 years ago. This is like a long time coming. Why is it so hard to do this?
10 or 15 years ago, making the light switches go on and off, you know, when you want them to go on and off. I'm talking about a whole house where you have these different lights on different timers and different, you know, switches. It was a pain, a super pain in the butt. Then along comes the Echo speaker, and along comes the Philips Hue light bulb and stuff like that. And suddenly it's way easier. That's the good news. The bad news is we can't figure out how to relate to these things beyond turn off that light, turn on that light, do this, do that. Like, we're treating them as buttons. Instead of getting up, walking 10 feet, and pushing a button, we're just yelling at some machine to, hey, you do that for me. I'm lazy. I'm in the on
Sounds
the couch.
Sounds like how we've dealt with other people for our whole lives.
I do that
well.
To my kids. Yeah. Like, I'm like, you get that. But when your kid finally does something you want them to do and then they come back and sit down next to you, you can have an intelligent conversation with your kid. You can't have an intelligent conversation with these robots. Now, not for lack of, you know, Amazon, Apple, Google, like, they're really trying hard to get you to have deeper conversations and relationships. It just doesn't work.
One of the things they are doing is kind of following through on something we're used to maybe in like a call service where you say one thing and it interprets what you actually mean by that.
Right.
And that launches a whole tree of events, right, that operations that take place after you say, I'm struggling to do X, Y, and Z, and it interprets what you actually need from that. So it sounds like they're working on not maybe the complex thing of I want to cook fish, which is actually a really complex. You have to know how much fish it is, how big it is, what kind of fish. There are some things that are less complex than that, right?
I think the voice tree, like the customer service thing we're all used to, is a very good comparison to what they're trying to do. Because as we all know, like, if you know, it's like, pay my bill, and it hears you, you want to pay your bill. And then it goes on to the next thing. Great. But if you say, pay my bill, and it goes, you want to check your balance or whatever, you're like, no, I don't want to do that. And then you get in this this frustrating point. And having that, you know, on the phone, you have press zero and a human being answers. If it's at home and it's your own robot, there's no press zero.
So what are they trying to do?
You know, in certain circumstances, like a really good example of this kind of working well from my experience was there's a Walmart grocery delivery app for iOS. And you can really have this conversation where it says, you say, add bananas to my list or whatever. And it says, last time, because it's looking at your shopping list from last time, you got 2 dozen bananas. You know, maybe you had a visiting family of chimpanzees or something. And you're like,
okay.
You're like, do you want to do it again? And that's what it says. Do you want to do it again? And you're like, no. So it'll say, well, then how many do you want? And you're like, 3 bananas. And it just knows from the context of the conversation what was going on. So that's a successful banana conversation.
What about these task strings? You talked a little bit about that.
Right. Another thing, I mean, for 15 years now, or it seems like this long, we've had these ability to do these routines or scenes where you can say, when I do this, I want, you know, all the lights in the house to turn red, and I want Metallica to start playing through all the speakers and this and that. And if you're like patient and you like programming, it's not computer programming, but it's still programming. You sit down, you write the string, and you're like, that's what's going to happen. This is going to be called my angry scene or whatever. But most people don't do that. So what's now happening, what they're starting to show now are, hey, when, you know, these are the 3 things you do together, and they'll suggest these routines to you that you would never have the patience to sit down and write. But when they're suggested to you, you're like, oh yeah, that'd be good. And then you remember it. Like, I have 3 alarms that I set at the same, I turn on at the same time when I go to bed, 3 morning alarms. And now I can just say, set morning alarms. Amazon has this thing called Hunches where it says, do you also want to turn on Metallica? And it's because it saw you do that enough times to know that that's a pattern. And so, yes, that does require personal data to be stored,
right,
and analyzed.
Right. That's a thing, right?
Sure.
But we're okay with that.
Well, are we okay with that? I mean, this is the question of the decade, right? I view it as exchange. I have less of a problem with Amazon doing this than, say, Facebook collecting a bunch of data about me when I don't even use Facebook. I'm not saying there aren't problems and I'm not saying there aren't privacy issues, but I will say that to me, if Amazon's saying we're collecting these three pieces of data so that we can do this, I don't know. To me, I don't think we should be unwary, but I also think this is how technology advances. Data is required. There's a future where the data stays on your device. And that would mean instead of Amazon analyzing it there, maybe your Echo speaker just knows and kind of can even share it maybe among the Echo speakers in your home.
Yeah. So when someone comes home and says, why does it smell in here, Alexa? And they say, Wilson tried to cook fish. It didn't work.
Right. Only Alexa would know and maybe Amazon wouldn't know.
Yeah. The thing about setting your alarms, can anybody do that? I didn't even know you could do that. Is that a problem that people are trying to deal with, that like not knowing that things are there that they should and could be doing, using?
I mean, this is the fundamental problem of voice interface is you can't see a new button, right? Like you get a phone and you download, you're looking at an app that you use every day and suddenly there's another button up there. You either push it or, you know, maybe there's an info box that pops up and says, hey, did you notice that new button? Here's what it does. This is what graphical interfaces are good for. When your voice assistant gets 25 new features, it doesn't look any different. And you don't know what to ask. It's just like, hey, did you know you can also ask for a podcast? Oh, I didn't know. Okay, I will do that. But hey, did you know you could have like ongoing conversations by changing these five settings and doing this? You know, this is gets complicated.
Right.
So the technology can improve in a dramatic way, but the discoverability goes away. Like, it's not there. But there is, as the companies acknowledge, a creep factor that they do not want to deal with.
Right.
And believe me, they're dealing with...
It's creepy.
It's creepy. Yeah.
It's creepy if somebody all of a sudden starts talking to you.
It is. And they try to... We accuse them of a lot in terms of listening in and privacy. But they really are. You know, they're discussing ways to not freak people out.
Wilson Rothman, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And that was your Tech News Briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.